getting out there.
Good exposure.
We have
a lot of radio programs.
We have an email I want to talk about. Hi, Sherry. Thank you again for giving away the Nano program. I still have a hard time interpreting my voice. Okay, this is from Nathan. So, Nathan, you're going to sign up for that February 18th course. What day is that? What's today?
I think it's a Wednesday.
Today's the 12th?
Today's
the 12th. Isn't that awful? I don't know what day it is. If we work 7 days a week, I just can't tell. I know that it's Thursday we're doing the
show.
Yeah,
okay.
But he also wants to know about if we will make the Sona cards downloadable. We could. I don't want to. Because I want you to buy them so I can pay somebody's salary. We have a whole set on here someplace. I don't know if... why won't this move?
I don't know. It's not actually...
Okay, so let's go look at those. Oh, went the wrong way. Well, what is this? I'm going backwards. We turned something around? That's crazy.
I don't think
so. Well, we'll talk about Sona cards when we get there because we're not where I thought we were. We're doing mailbag now. We're going to talk tonight, too. We talked about Christian Bale. I did not do Christian Bale. His apology. I didn't get to it. I didn't have to.
Oh, that's a shame.
We'll do that next week. But we were supposed to do that. We were supposed to do Obama, and I could not find that either. Anybody out there, we could have done Christian Bale because somebody found the apology and sent it to us. But they also sent us Michael Phelps, but we couldn't find last week.
Well, I think he apologized twice.
Ah, okay.
I think he had, one televised, scheduled apology. I think that's the one that was found. It was after all the hype had already, whatever it does.
But definitely we have more on Michael Phelps, and I did the Roger Clemens instead of the Christian Bale. I just got things out of order there.
All right.
I heard Obama on NPR talking about the Gaza Strip and the Israelis and what was really going on. And there's been this thing in the news that Bush was very favorable to Israel. And when I heard Obama say he has great sympathy for Israel, he has great sympathy for the people in Gaza Strip and the Palestinians, when you listen to his voice, his sympathy is definitely with the Palestinians. And I think that is something, I debated whether I could even release it, but I could not find that speech. If anybody out there, it was on British Broadcasting System, BBS, and the reporter talking to him was Kim Geddes, E-D-D-E-S, and it was on either yesterday or the day before. So if somebody can find that recording, we could not find it. And he was talking about a lot of sympathies to the Palestinians. Not in his words, but the way he spoke told me that there were sympathies for the Palestinians. Maybe they took it off the air because they didn't want other people to be able to tell that, because it was obvious to me. I don't know if it'd be obvious to other people. But this leads us to another mailbag that came in. This lady wrote to us and said, I received your announcement about the show last week. I think it said, try it. Christian Bale. How do we describe him?
Cynical. Yeah.
Sure. Tirade was the word we used.
Tirade,
liars, dope, and something else.
Yeah, it was scandal. It was a very catchy title.
Here, tirade, lies, scandals, and dope. I'm getting my mail bag a little out of order here. But she said, I couldn't even open it. It felt evil to me. You really don't need to be a circus act. And the American people don't have a right to know who's lying. They need to discern that for themselves. You shouldn't step in and talk about that. it's nobody's business that Christian Bale was faking it. It's nobody's business about Michael Phelps as a and the bong. And absolutely, it's nobody's business what the president really feels. I was appalled. I think as a person, I need to know who's telling the truth and who isn't. I certainly want it in my personal life. We love and respect this idea of truth. We honor it as a virtue, but we aren't very truthful. I would love to hear comments. Anybody wants to call in? I'd love to hear from the audience here. I think it's okay that if we have a computer and we can tell that the president or the head of a bank or the head of Citicorp, if we can tell that they're lying, do we have an obligation to let people know that? Is there a right of the people to know, especially the people that entrusted their money to Citicorp? Opinion? Opinion? Cassie?
Well, I don't know exactly how to as far as, like, whether or not we should be analyzing the voices of top people, absolutely, because people are eating up stuff about Christian Bale and Phil Obama and Clements, and why can't we show that what we do at Sound Health is topical?
Well, she said, yes, what you do is topical, but it shouldn't be a circus act. Who in the heck cares about Christian Bale? Let the Inquirer handle it. Well, maybe we should send the article to the Inquirer. You know, I think some of these little magazines about movie stars, is so-and-so pregnant? You know, they could send us the vocal print. We could tell them whether she's pregnant or not. That's a serious side of what we do. But if people were not interested, there wouldn't be 20 of those little magazines on the checkout stand.
Exactly, or so many hits on our YouTube versions of the show. My goodness. That's what people want to hear about.
We had 600 and some hits on YouTube on Obama. What did we do?
The inauguration speech, yeah.
So a lot of people ask us to send them copies of that. And I think that's great that interest is getting out there. Ben, behind the camera here, do you have an opinion of whether or not you want to know when someone's telling the truth? Or
I don't mind knowing. I like to know stuff like that. I have no qualms.
My mother said, truth will set you free, but first it will make you miserable. And she's right. You know, you can see from some of the evidence tonight. So this is what we sent out to people, just to let them know what we did, what they missed. And there was somebody that came to our door, and she said, I don't think you're a part of God's work. You're not in the Bible. I said, do you drive an automobile? Do you have a TV? Have you ever taken penicillin? Those three things aren't in the Bible either.
Exactly.
I believe I'm just as much a part of God and God's work as anything, and I've been given a gift to be able to hear things from people that we put in a computer program, and we put it in there so that when I die, it's going to go on, and this isn't lost. I could probably be a multi-gazillionaire if I would just what I can do naturally for people and give them their sounds and their signature sound, because that's been around for ages. But I wanted it to be carried on. So that's why we're doing the computer program with people about this. So we do want to hear from you, but not necessarily all the grouchy stuff.
We heard some good stuff, though. People,
you
like on the Christian Bale video, that would write in saying things like, great work, it was entertaining. And then the one, can your voice reveal your sexual preferences? Someone wrote, awesome, thanks. They apparently found it useful somehow.
We need to do another one on that.
So, I mean, some of them are very positive.
I don't know how we got this one, but they're wondering how they can get on our mailing list. Call the office, go to Nutrisound, go to Radio Vocal Profiling. We will put you on there. And if you really want to be on our mailing list, we have thought of something to help you do that. One of the people asked for sonar cards. So we decided that we're going to give away a big set, the large set of Sono cards. Beautiful. You'll see one here. Okay, caller, just hang on for a minute. So we are going to ask you to write to us. Write to us at vocalprofiling.com. Write to me, sherryonair@gmail.com. And we will put your email in the pot, and we're going to draw for three sets of Sono cards. So this is your opportunity to, one, get on our mailing list, and two, get a set of Sono cards that somebody was asking for.
What's the deadline?
Let's do it, because people are going to be watching this on YouTube, like, the next week. So by next show, do it.
Yeah.
Or should we do
maybe
two
like
drawings?
Yeah.
2 weeks?
Yeah,
give them 2 weeks to get it into us?
February,
well, people who send the email in first are going to be on the bottom of the pile. I'm going to make sure to mix it all up.
And we should do it on the show. Draw it on the show.
Yeah, let's do that. Here's another one that was sent in. There was on YouTube where you described your daughter being hurt, but it cut off right in the middle. We don't know which one that is. So, Quincy, could you identify that for us on YouTube, and we'll get it fixed. Also, somebody let us know that vocalprofilinglive.com has been bombed, so that's not a good email anymore. We're going to replace it with probably nanovoice.org. The microphones we answered. I love what Quincy wrote. I want to thank you again. I felt so good after talking with you on the phone on Monday. I've been so down lately. I wish I had said that. But I picked up the phone to make a call, and this person was on it, and we had a great conversation. So God arranged that one. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Caller,
hello.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this
Who
is
are
Kevin.
You? Kevin?
Kevin, you're right. Yeah, I'm just...
You want to make a comment?
Sure. I heard the caller, you had a message from somebody who said that she didn't think you needed to do a sideshow and find out who was telling the truth. I don't think you're going to be able to display how this works without giving examples, and I think some of the examples that people are aware of are probably your best course of action for displaying how this works. I mean, that's what I'm looking for, is to see how it works better. So the more examples you can give, the better off we're going to be.
Well, we're going to give two examples at the end of the show, if we have time to do that. Thank you very much for your comment.
I have another question for you, too. You've heard of indigos, right?
Indigos, yes. The indigo children? Uh-huh.
Yes. I'm wondering if you're an Indigo Scout. I heard that the Indigo Scouts are the forerunners of the people who are going to help us see what the truth is and uncover lies.
Well, it feels that way, Kevin.
Although, well, anything you can do in that direction to help us uncover the nonsense that we are fed, for the most part, is very, very gratefully accepted.
Do you think we have a right to know the truth, Kevin?
I don't think we have any choice. We need to know the truth.
Absolutely.
And the sooner people figure out that that's the path, the better off we'll all be. Then they can all stop even trying to lie.
Well, our economy is built on this, you know. Legal system, divorces, business, it's all built on lies. And so we have to take it a little bit at a time and change ourselves and then change the people around us. But this is one of the reasons we're doing this as entertainment, because I think that books and movies and TV, the entertainment prepares us for what's to come. They prepared us for the idea of Star Trek medicine, a little tricorder, and we can do a little thing like that and help people's knees and get them out of pain. And that's what we do in the research lab here. But that was in Star Trek, and it was based on frequency medicine, and that's what we do. And then you've got Deanna Troi, who could read people's minds, and really was able to help out in a lot of situations. And if we were all like that, if everything was exposed, everything that you thought, everything that you did, it'd be chaos for a while. And maybe that's why God is allowing this to happen a little bit at a time, because people who take the course, they really change. They see this idea about signature sounds, which is a frequency representation of all that you are. And your voice shows a pattern of that. And that's been with us for ages. It's down through the Ayurvedic, it's shamanism, that everybody has a sound and an identification. And that by that, you will be known. And I think this computer program is just beginning to show people that, again. We just had a light go out in the studio.
Okay.
Did it get really dark?
I'm telling you what.
I just want you to know we're counting on you to help train us.
Absolutely. Do you get a lot out of this show that we do?
Well, I've been able to get more out of the YouTubes that are condensed afterwards. Because this is the first show I've seen where the audio is actually in real time and it works and it's not cutting out. This is really great. I think it's improved this week.
Well, we thought somebody was messing with that, so we did a couple of things to try to eliminate it because somebody complained about it. Actually, I think it was you that complained about it.
Yeah, well, it's much improved. It's obvious, and even the video is a little bit better. Sometimes the colors are washed out, but I can see what's going on. It's very helpful. So thank you. I'll let you move on.
Thank you, Kevin.
Sure, bye-bye.
Okay, we're back. We kind of fell off there a minute. We want to hear from people. We want to know if you would be interested in being able to go to a computer program, right on your computer, a site, and click a button and be able to get, say, a printout of your immune system. And this is to evaluate DNA and nutrition and how your body really responds to incoming food. Or we could do one on muscles. Do you want to know about what muscles are weak or strong? Are you in some kind of sports situation? Let us know if you are interested in using something like this, and we'll go after it. We have the Nano Voice up here, nutrition, muscles, immune, and bio diet, which a lot of people are interested in.
Yeah, and just as a little side note, it's really convenient for continually monitoring, right? I mean, they could do a report now, and then, what am I doing? Oh.
When you're talking to
them, talk to the camera, okay.
So, when you do a report, now you could go back in 2 weeks or a month and do another one and compare the two, right?
Yeah.
So then it's something you constantly have access to and that you can kind of monitor for yourself. Makes it convenient for you.
See what nutrients you need for
the
day.
And what's changed.
I want a cookbook. This is a way we can monitor our nutrients. About 150 million people take nutrients every day. And their biggest complaint is they don't know what to take. Well, we can show them how to take the nutrients with an understanding of what's going on. Okay, Seth, you put our first caller on? Are you with us? Hello?
Hello.
Caller, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, my name is John.
John, okay.
My birth date is
January
14th.
You got your radio on. I'm hearing myself twice. I'm beginning to stutter. Can you turn your radio down?
My name is John.
Okay.
My birth date is January 14th, 1931. I have a tooth infection. The tone that I'm using, recommended by a sound practitioner, is in the birth notes. Is this the correct tone to use for the infection?
Say that again. I don't understand what you said.
Okay, I'll repeat myself. My name is John. Can you hear me?
Yes, your name is John. Your birthday is in January.
January 14th, 1931.
Okay,
I have
your note was
eaten.
A tooth infection. Okay.
The tone that I'm using, recommended by a sound practitioner, is in the birth notes. Is this the correct tone? Yes, in the birth notes. Is this the correct tone?
You didn't talk to one of our practitioners. You probably talked to one of the people who I trained, and then they bastardized what I do. If you want to, do a real vocal print, and we'll look at the pathogens in your voice, and we'll tell you the real note for your tooth issue, and it may be a birth note, but that's not how to do it just from your birth notes and do it backwards. That's not a professional way to do it. So you can call me tomorrow, or I'll call you, and we'll talk about this practitioner. I don't want to embarrass anybody on the line, but that's not the way to do a pathogen.
Mary, can you talk to my wife, who also knows a little bit more about this than I do? Here's Alice. Hold on.
Well, what if I just give you my phone number, and you talk to me in private at the office, because I don't want to air dirty laundry.
Okay. What
I'm
going to
give you my 740-698-9119. You can call me tomorrow, and it'll be John. What's your name?
John.
Your name's John?
No, Alice.
Ellen, okay. I will notify the switchboard that when you call, I want to talk to you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Seth, is the other caller there?
Hello?
Hello? What's your name?
I think I might be.
Okay, you're the next caller. What's your name?
I am Jeannie in Arkansas.
Jeannie in Arkansas. Do you want to comment,
ma'am,
or you want your voice done?
Both.
Okay, what's your comment?
I just recently found you on the Beyond the Ordinary Network and realized you were also on BBS, which I frequently listen to. I was very intrigued with what you're doing. I've signed up for the February 18th class, downloaded the software today, and just did try it out and do a brief profile, just very, very brief, to make sure it was working. And I'm so excited about what you do. I've been interested in sound and sound therapy and the whole works for many, many years, and I'm looking forward to working with you over the years, even if I am perhaps becoming a, not perhaps, but would like to become a profiler.
I would love it. We also need trainers, and you've got some of that in your voice, that you would make a good trainer.
Yes, I've done that a few times in my life.
You're caught between, I should stop this here. We were recording your voice while we were doing that.
That's fine.
Is it J-E-A-N-N-E?
Pardon?
Is it J-E-A-N-N-E, your name?
J-E-A-N-N-I-E.
I-E, okay. We've got your print here. We're going to save it.
Good.
Type that in. And you're caught between I want to think, I want to feel. I want to think, no, I want to do about it, no, I want to feel about it. You're a multitasker. You can do anything that you would like as long as you have enough information.
So far, so good.
Okay, we're saving you as Jeannie in Arkansas. F-sharp,
yes,
carrying out plans, getting them into concrete fruition is really, really important to you. And you take your self-worth from what you can accomplish, and you accomplish a lot. You're just a natural teacher. Okay, I'm... What?
Thank you.
I'm opening up the computer, and it says, and this is the computer, this isn't me. Your stamina to get things done accomplished is admirable. You push yourself and others to finish the job. You love new ideas. Any of that familiar?
Yes, that's kind of what started on the very brief analysis I did just before you started tonight.
One of the things that I noticed from your vocal print, and I know what that printout's going to be because I wrote the program, but there's this there's one thing in your life that you always need. You always need the future. You always need the hope, the next thing, the next project, the next place you're going. You lose your energy without it, and it's very obvious in your chart.
That is very true.
The connection to universal truth demands your time. So are you surprised this computer knows who you are?
No, not really. I have found over the years that whether it's a psychological evaluation, an astrological evaluation, or a psychic evaluation, they all kind of come out pretty much on target. The one thing I would be curious about at this point is my voice is somewhat hoarse tonight, but also I've been in a recovery period and kind of health-wise as well as just kind of stagnating in all areas of my life to some extent. So I would like to bring some of my future into my present and make
call us tomorrow, Jeannie, and set up a real appointment, not one that we're doing through all the radio station wires. We'll do a real one.
740-698-9.
Say it again.
698.
9119, and they'll set up an appointment for you, and we'll send you this evaluation that we did right here on the air.
Oh, that would be wonderful. And I so look forward to working with you. I'm just very thrilled. I'm at 70. I'm just really excited to be able to do something with the area that is so intriguing to me.
We'll get you fixed up with that free class. Okay, we got to go now.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Bye. Don't let me hang that up.
Bye.
Okay. This is Christian Bale, and we're going to skip that because I didn't have time to do it in here. But for the people looking at some of the charts and what we just did with Jeannie, if she was watching, this blue on this chart is very, very high. And blue is the minister, the field person. And you could watch that come in later when she brought some feelings in. But she first brought in a lot of yellow. And that's mental, take it through your head. But she was fighting with it between green and blue. So she's in constant, no one think about it, no one do about it, no one feel about it. So jumping those. But you can get this printout right off our internet. And we're looking at the amount of this graph. We take 500 hits. So 44 is about average in there, 42, 44. 20 is too low, 80 is too high, and even on this one, which is the note of C, even without our computer interpretation, it's too high. You can look at the muscles and see the rectus inferior, there's some eye muscles that are in stress, a thumb muscle that's in stress. It's too high, so there's some stress there. If it's too low, it has low energy. And there's this relationship between the body and the muscles, like this is zinc. When this thumb muscle is low, then the zinc is low in the body. Well, we're not going to get through this evening unless I hurry here. There's the set of summer cards I was looking for in a minute. I was really rushed to get this show together, even though I've been working on it since about 5 o'clock. There was just so much that we wanted to jam-pack in, and so things are
take another week to finish.
Yes, a little out of order. So here's the phone number again, 740-698-9119, radio@vocalprofiling.com. This is a big set. It's $22. Little set's $11. That's the one we're going to do the drawing for. So you'll get a set of these. They're on back and front. So write to us, radio@vocalprofiling. We'll put your name in the hat.
each one of these notes means something else. Like the red is self-power. There's also thick muscles like the heart, female reproduction, which the note is C. This is in the manual that you can download for the nano voice. And that's really important to know what each one of those are. And all 12 notes are on there. And also the middle between the notes, which is white, between B and C. Okay, we did this one last week. Do you remember this one, Ben? We could not find...
My memory's a little hazy.
We could not find Michael Phelps' apology, so we just showed people what marijuana might look like. And several people sent me their prints. I think it was their children, actually. Is there marijuana in here?
And pretty sneaky.
I really have to look at the wave file, because that frequency for marijuana is the same frequency for progesterone, a very natural hormone. So you have to look at the wave file to see if it's a toxin or if it's something natural. So I can't tell from a nano voice. So you can quit sending me the nano voices about marijuana. But this, when we talked to this yesterday, we did find where it was written, but we could not find his apology. I'm a 23-year-old, and despite the successes I've had in the pool, I acted in a youthful and inappropriate way, not in the manner people came to expect of me. It goes on with the apology. We have it so that you can listen to it now. And we did a live, well, what is this? Encountered a problem, going to close. I guess you can't listen to it. But we'll post where we found it. But this is not going to play the whole thing. But the topic was, he said, I clearly made some bad judgments and mistakes in my life, and I think the best thing is to learn from my mistakes, and that is what I have to do and what I'll continue to do. This was spontaneous, off the cuff. He felt very bad about it. But was he telling the truth? Remember what you've learned about E and A sharp? Is he telling the truth? Does E and A sharp match? They don't even match in color. The words were spontaneous, but he was working hard to make it okay. And one of the other things I found in his chart is that he is not planning to do much about this.
What that says is, okay, I'm sorry, but I don't really feel bad for doing it.
Yes, that's what it says.
I'm sorry you take it so hard, but I really don't feel bad.
Well, he's been dropped from a lot of sponsors.
Yeah,
Michael Phelps is an Olympic swimmer. A lot of kids look at him. I think, was it Kellogg's that dropped him? And
I know Kellogg's did. I'm not sure.
But dropped him as a spokesperson because they don't want our young kids looking up to someone that smokes pot and sucks on a bomb or whatever you do with a bomb. You knew about that. I didn't know about that last week.
Can't say I've never seen one.
We've had that discussion last week if anybody wants to do it. But this reporter...
She wanted to do my voice print afterwards. I'm not even lying. Apparently I wasn't a little too defensive. Of Michael Phelps.
Now, this is just our regular stuff. That celebration is not up there because
because that's how he's feeling.
Look, red is spontaneous. Red's the fireman. Red is do without thinking, which he certainly did. So that's his main thing here. And the only thing is that's going on here, there's only a few hits, like 300 hits, but the reporter says, what were you thinking? And this was his response, that he wasn't really thinking that that was his life, that he was comfortable with it. But all of this red says, so what? I'll do what I have to do. But he's not really sorry. He's sorry that people think it was a bad thing. Highest note is associated with the expression of duty to work and accomplishment. So that came out. That, yes, that kind of tarnished his image, but he doesn't think it should have. The ability to see flaws in a plan and make it right resides with this note. And I thought this was the greatest one. Your highest note is associated with the integration of appropriate perception and action. Now, the computer wrote that sentence. I didn't pick it out of the ethers and say, this is the one I'm going to put up there. But to me, this shows that the computer really knows what's going on with somebody. This is what I think. He's sorry, he's emotionally involved, and attempting to not make a big deal of it. It stressed him to talk about it, but he's standing up to what he did. He wants to do the right thing. And how do I know that? This is a composite, and it shows note E, words, blue, emotions, highest. So he's emotionally involved with his words that he's talking right now. But look at where it begins to drop off. The emotions drop off at planning, carrying out the plans. But look at all of this green. He really plans to not get caught.
There sure is a lot of stable green in his chart.
Very stable. I like the green in a man's chart. It means they're very stable. The red means they're flighty and take advantage of and, you know, spontaneous on the go. But there's good and bad in that. A fireman would be good that way.
Your next
lover on the first date probably wouldn't be good that way. So this shows, he shares this with President Bush. If you ever lied to Justice Dunn, you do it. Your husband deals with expression through words, both written and oral. But what is going on here and being able to look at this, this is just the nano. It's only like six sentences. When you really do the big mother programs called And the Voice, and it has 5 and 6 pages of information, the nano only looks at highs and lows. And the invoice, the professional version of this, looks at all the combinations in relationship to each other. And it's like finding the sour notes in a song or the missing notes in a song. The computer tells just as much from what's missing as it does from what's there. So that's my read on this. He did it, he's willing to stand up to it, but he doesn't think it was a bad thing. Okay, can we talk about, I don't think we have time to play.
It's 9:53,
so we had 4 extra minutes that we could go. We can talk about this, but I don't think we have time to play the tape. And it was Mike?
Leave Roger for next week. I'm curious. I want to go in depth on Mr. Clemens.
Okay, so what would you like to talk about
the rest
of the show?
He's very self-righteous, that's for sure. I can't believe people would think this about me. Just, I get no respect. Can't get an inch of respect after my many years in my career and all the
curious,
things I've accomplished.
He's real offensive. He's so very it'll be interesting to see if it's because he's trying to cover it up so hard.
You want a little teeny peek, Ben?
Yeah, maybe we can get a little.
Okay.
Okay,
let's do a little teeny peek. There's one that says here, didn't happen, didn't do it. Didn't happen, didn't do it. Remember what you've learned, guys, is E and A sharp are not matching. This is not a true statement, and it's not even matching in the colors. So he wants to do something about it. He's trying, but really he's planning a way to get out of this. And I will tell you next week whether he is guilty or not. And we'll talk about each little segment, because this is what took me so long. I took each little segment of his voice. One with, how can I prove myself innocent? Another one is, I get no respect. You think all I did for baseball, I would totally get respect. He talks about the guy that did this to him and what's going on. The judge did dismiss the case today against, is it McManus? What is the guy's name?
I don't do baseball. I don't know. He looks so shocked.
I don't remember. Yeah, here it is. The lawsuit, Brian McNamee. I like McNamee better than McNamee. And I heard it 4 or 5 times, well, more than that, because I kept listening over and over through the little nuance to the voice. We want to train people to come in here or take it online. Train people to do this and send them out to their communities to do pre-vaccination risk factor evaluation, to help people with traumatic brain injury, to help people with their nutrition and what the right ones to buy, to help people with their hormones. We have 2 women that we were working with this week, and both of them, their periods were real scattered all over and they couldn't get pregnant. And we put both of them back into cycle just with frequency. being able to look at your voice, look at the frequencies that are there, and then feed those back to you in support of your body's optimal form and function. And it's a way to allow you to get well without taking a lot of toxic medication, without a lot of surgery. And we want to train everyone on this. We think it's the doorway to the new medicine. Didn't you do a film about this, Ben, of our accomplished, what we want to do? Don't we have that?
Yeah, the Conversations with Sherry Edwards. It's on our YouTube. It's a little 10-minute one.
Okay, and so they can also go to NutriSounds.com and they can watch the film that you did about what we're trying to accomplish. So get in touch with us, even if it's just to get a chance to win a set of thermal cards.
I have to back up for a second. So they wanted to get pregnant?
And they couldn't. Both of them have children under very stressful conditions, in vitro fertilization for one, and the other one tried for like several years and they couldn't get pregnant. Now they can't get pregnant again.
Can you do it the opposite way around, take frequencies to keep from getting pregnant?
And somebody asked us that this week, and she was willing to be a guinea pig.
Because, I mean, that could, you could be onto something there. Birth control is very bad for women long term, and, you know, if there were something like that, I could be your guinea pig.
Is what?
Would you say to her when she said that? Would you say?
I said, are you willing to take that chance that you might get pregnant, because we don't know exactly which level to use.
Yeah, okay, I won't be your guinea pig.
We are running a project on diet and using some pregnancy hormones for diet and to see which one of those really work. And we've been approached, too, about using marijuana and other kinds of playful things. And we found today different ways to provide that to people, and we're going to monitor what happens. So we're doing a lot of things here, but we need a lot of help. We need help with taking the classes. We need help with the people that we're training. So our time is up, and
if you want to be very serious with us and sound health,
who are we having on the Sunday show?
Sunday Sound Health, Ariel and Shia Kane, they wrote the book, How to Create a Magical Relationship. It's kind of like a Valentine's Day special. So, should be really good.
So it's about behavior?
Yeah.
You know, we can
what behavior you need. So.
Oh, we can modify behavior with this, you know. Good and bad. And we can modify your urges, too.
We should talk about that sometime.
I know something we could talk about.
At least join us next Thursday for another lesson in vocal profiling and information.
We're going to do Roger Clemens, hopefully.
I'll have the other two things I was supposed to add on, because I've got a week to work on it. But it's crazy
around here, everything
that's happening.
Yeah.
So. And if you can join us for Sunday, that would be great, too. BBSradio.com.
Station 1.
Station 1.
Sound Health.